When is a baseball player like a spider?
I don't know. When?
When she catches a fly.
It's time for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Hey, can we talk? And honesty's best. There's something I need to get off my chest. People don't like us. It's sad, but it's true. Whether we crawl, fly, or dig, or black, brown, or blue. But I'm telling you, insects are misunderstood. For every small bite, we do so much good. Why do we bug you? I just don't quite see if it's anything more than bug bigotry. So why do we bug you? I don't quite see. Why do we bug you? Why do we bug you? Why do we bug you? Yes, we're annoying, but I'll swear to the end. Insects aren't your foes, they're among your best friends. I know what you're thinking, this bug is a jerk. Yet listen to all of our great unknown work. We decompose waste and pollinate flowers in beautiful fields that we fertilize for hours. And at our most selfless, we are a nice dish. Yeah, we're food for mammals, birds, reptiles, and fish. So why do we bug you? I just don't quite see if it's anything more than bug bigotry. Why do we bug you? I just don't quite see. Why do we bug you? Why do we bug you? Why do we bug you? Yes, we're annoying, but I'll swear to the end. Insects aren't foes, they're among your best friends. There are 9 million species that you never knew. So why focus on the few that really bug you? So if you hear buzzing or see us fly by, think before grabbing a swatter of flies. So why do we bug you? I just don't quite see if it's anything more than bug bigotry. Why do we bug you? I just don't quite see. Why do we bug you? Why do we bug you? Why do we bug you? Why do we bug you?
That's William Shatner. Why do we bug you? From Where Will the Animals Sleep? Songs for Kids and Other Living Things. I'm Katie Stone. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and I'm at the Outpost Performance Space and online with a whole lot of great kids. Hello, everyone. And who do we have with us today?
Hi, it's Thorfinn.
Hi, it's Luminata.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Amaya.
I am so glad you are not too creeped out to be with us right now. And you listeners might be wondering, what are you talking about? But we've literally brought bugs into the Outpost Performance Space. And in fact, one of them is crawling on our guest, and you'll meet him in a few minutes. His name is Jason Schaller. He's the entomologist at the Bugarium, which is part of the Albuquerque Biopark here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where the Children's Hour is based. We're going to try not to get bugged today on the Children's Hour. Up next, this is David Holt. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour.
Oh, there ain't no bugs.
some of you mugs, but I ain't no bugs on me. Well, I was walking through the field, playing oh so gaily. Along came a big cold wind, froze my ukulele. Oh, now there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. Well, there may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. What do you think, Sam? Whoa, mosquito, he flies high. Mosquito, he flies low. Mosquito better not fly on me, or he won't fly no more. Well, now there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Well, now Peanut sitting on a railroad track, its heart was all a flutter. Along came a big freight train. Uh-oh, peanut butter. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Let's am. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. I said there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
David Holt, right here on the Children's Hour, where we're trying not to get bugged. Our guest today on the show is the bug guy at the Albuquerque Biopark. And when I say that, he does it all.
Yeah, I'm an entomologist, the curator of entomology at the biopark. So essentially the manager of the bugarium, the rearing laboratory, and the butterfly pavilion, and that whole corner of the park.
So you're really the bug guy at the zoo,
that
really.
Is my preferred title, bug guy.
Excellent. Jason Schaller, welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again. It's great to be back.
It is really great to have you back. And in the room today here at the Outpost are some kids who love bugs.
Over here.
And there are some kids who maybe don't love bugs.
Yeah, they look weird.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
They definitely are a little freaky looking. Very, very common. A lot of people do have a bug phobia. There's just some natural instincts towards that. A lot of it is just learned culturally and stuff. But part of my job, my overarching job, is to do what I can to show the public and show kids especially that, hey, these things are actually really amazing and almost entirely harmless to us. There's very few that can actually hurt us. And even those are, you know, very unlikely to hurt you compared to some other animals out there.
So what does it exactly mean to be an entomologist?
That's a great question. So an entomologist is essentially a scientist who studies terrestrial arthropods. And by terrestrial arthropod, that's a fancy word for bugs. That generally means insects, arachnids, centipedes, and millipedes, which together make up the group the myriapods. And then also terrestrial crustaceans like isopods will fit under that. Now, arthropods include the crustaceans as well. Most of those are aquatic and marine, like crabs and lobsters and shrimp and barnacles. But crustaceans are actually more closely related to insects than arachnids or centipedes and millipedes are. So at the bugarium, one of my things I like to tell people is that the word bug, even though it's kind of a common term for any sort of small creepy crawly animal with a lot of legs, it's a really good synonym for arthropod. Most of the things we think of as bugs are in the phylum Arthropoda, or the arthropods. So again, the crustaceans, the arachnids, the centipedes and millipedes, and the insects. So those are like the four main groups of arthropods. And the reason we call our exhibit the bugarium is because calling it an insectarium leaves out, you know, a lot of groups. There's a lot of arachnids in there. There's a lot of centipedes and millipedes in there. We have crustaceans in there. But generally, the marine arthropods, people that study those tend to get lumped into marine biologist instead of entomologist.
Because they kind of just behave like the bugs of the ocean.
Yeah, they are the bugs of the ocean.
Mm.
So what exactly is the difference between a true bug and stuff that isn't technically considered a true bug?
Another great question. The term true bug was kind of invented to differentiate the common word bug, which again basically means arthropod, versus a group of insects known as the true bugs, or the order Hemiptera. And Hemiptera, that includes your stink bugs, squash bugs, assassin bugs, leaf-footed bugs, cicadas, aphids, water bugs, water striders, back swimmers. And what the Hemiptera all have in common is they have their mouth parts have evolved into these this piercing, sucking rostrum type thing. And a lot of them use it to drink plant juices like aphids or stink bugs. But a lot of them use it to inject venom and drink the juices out of their prey like assassin bugs and water bugs. Now, I know needle-like sounds a little ugh to some people, but majority of hemipterans are never going to bite you. There are exceptions. One of them is bed bugs. That is a hemipteran. So a bed bug is a true bug. And yeah, that's a story for another time. They're nasty.
Is this just like their tongue that you're talking about is basically like a straw or a needle?
Not quite. It's actually so all insects have the same basic mouth parts. The ancestral mouth parts starts with a labrum, which is kind of like an overlip, followed by a pair of mandibles, followed by a pair of maxillae, followed by a labium. It's a mouth sandwich.
A mouth sandwich.
Yeah, and the two inner parts of the sandwich are like the mandibles and like the little tasty things under the mandibles. And then the other ones are the bread. But the other ones can also be part of that extended whole mouth part collection.
Do they have taste buds? Speaking of tasty?
Yes. Absolutely. In fact, their antennae are covered in, essentially taste buds. So taste buds and smell receptors are essentially the same thing. They're chemoreceptors. They pick up chemicals that trigger a response. A lot of insects have chemoreception on their feet. A lot of butterflies actually taste with their feet, as well as their antennae. Similarly in moths, and they can smell the females from up to a couple miles away.
What?
So that's how they find their mates.
That's amazing. A couple miles?
To jump in about that, they've done tests to see how much of a smell certain insects need to detect to actually find their way to the opposite gender of their species. And they found, particularly with male silkworms, that they only needed to receive 40 molecules a second of the female's scent pheromone to actually find where the female was or to even detect it. Now, 40 molecules a second, you think, oh, that's 40. But when you consider how small of a number that is and how small that is, even to them, it is a truly astonishing feat of evolution that they're even able to detect that.
Yeah, that is, every time I hear that number, it blows my mind. When you think about it, like, for you to taste the faintest amount of sugar in a glass of water, that's like on the order of billions of sugar molecules for you to just barely be able to taste it. So for 40 is just, that almost doesn't make sense. That's how good that sense of smell is. But yeah, thanks for bringing that one up.
Wow, there are all kinds of brilliant people in this room today. On the Children's Hour, we're at the Outpost in Albuquerque, New Mexico with Jason Schaller. He is the curator of entomology at the Albuquerque Biopark. Lots, obviously, more for all of us to learn today on the Children's Hour. Stick with us.
Woo! One, two, three.
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and they all play games at the Ladybug's Picnic. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and they all play games at the Ladybug's Picnic. They had 12 sacks, so they had sack races. They fell on the back and they fell on the face. Ladybug's 12 at the Ladybug's Picnic. They played jump rope, but the rope did broke, so they all sat around telling knock knock jokes. Ladybug's 12 at the Ladybug's Picnic. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and they all play games at the Ladybug's Picnic. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and they all play games at the Ladybug's Picnic. They talked about prices of furniture rugs and fire insurance for ladybugs. The Ladybug's 12 at the Ladybug's Picnic. Ladybug's Picnic. There's 12 sacks, so they had sack races to fail.
at the ladybug picnic. Little A jumped rope, but the rope didn't broke, so they all sat around telling nighttime jokes. Ladybugs well at the ladybug picnic. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and they all played games at the ladybug picnic. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and they all played games at the ladybug picnic. Things hard to have purses up for the rugs and fire insurance for ladybugs. The ladybugs well at the ladybug picnic.
One, two, one, two, one, two, three, four.
I'm a busy honeybee. I'm a daring dragonfly. I'm an Archie's frog. I'm a tadpole hiding in the driftwood. I'm a happy hoo-hoo grub. I'm a little blue ladybug. I'm a red admiral butterfly. Don't be scared of bugs. All the soil turned. I'm a tapa caterpillar. I'm a giant weather bunga. I'm a boa elephanta snail. Don't be scared of bugs, insects, amphibians, arachnids, and invertebrates. Bugs are many, bugs are varied, interesting, and numerous. Insects, amphibians, arachnids, and invertebrates. Bugs are many, bugs are varied.
That's Claudia Robin Gunn from Sing for the Earth, Little Wild Animals. And she's singing about bugs that sound maybe a little unfamiliar because she's from New Zealand. Gordy McKeeman before that from Folk for Little Folk, Volume 1 with the Sesame Street tune, Ladybug's Picnic. Lots more coming up as we get bugged.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. International Archaeology Day is October 19th, 2024. Archaeology at your fingertips. More at nmarchaeology.org. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour. Now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.